So I decided to skip the intros to my podcast from now on because I can't stand them on other channels. So I figured, why should I bother putting them on mine? So today we're going to explore a topic that seems to always be relevant and deeply meaningful, and that topic is authenticity. Authenticity is way more than just a buzzword. It's 1000% a way of life. It's about being true to yourself, true to your values and your aspirations. And I mean, like, yours, like not other people's. It's about living with honesty and integrity and not just to like please, prove, or impress other people. It's really just for your own growth and your own personal development and fulfillment. And I think people forget that. Like, we're so concerned about being authentic and showing up on authentic. Oh gosh, this is gonna be a tough episode if I have to say this word a million times. Like, we are so caught up in quote unquote showing up authentically on social media, and it really like turns into people trying to show up authentically, but it's becoming inauthentic in that way. They're trying to show, for example, like being a mom, it's like if I want to show the spilt milk, if I want to show the mess, some like there are people who are making these messes to just make a point and to basically seem to be showing up authentically, and it's not. It's like it's really difficult. So honestly, I think we should just start by unpacking what authenticity truly means. And it's not about trying to impress others or living up to societal expectations. It's about being genuine and sincere in everything that you do, whether it's waking up early to catch a sunrise or working out, or I don't know, everybody's favorite thing, posting on social media. So I guess take, for example, the scenario of waking up at like 5 a.m. to capture a breathtaking sunrise, only to go back to bed and then post a photo with a caption like, early bird gets the worm or whatever, when in fact, you're literally not getting anything done, especially not by getting back into bed for a few more hours. So this action is not aligned with your true intentions or your feelings. So it automatically lacks authenticity. So I think, like, I'm just going to go down a list. So if any of the following examples resonate with you, then I think it might be a good idea to reflect for a little while after this podcast. I don't know, maybe journal or talk to somebody that you trust, somebody that, can hold you accountable, or just someone you feel comfortable dissecting this a little bit further with. So, with that being said, let's explore a little bit about how inauthenticity can manifest in our daily lives, and most of the time without us realizing it. So, the first one would be posting an idealized version of yourself on social media instead of embracing your true self. Living a double life where your public persona doesn't match your private reality, seeking validation through achievements and accolades rather than intrinsic satisfaction, engaging in shallow small talk instead of deep, meaningful conversations that you actually care about. This one is huge. I feel like this is so, everyone's attention span's so short, so I feel like it happens more often than people really notice. Another one is suppressing your opinions to fit in with societal norms, presenting a curated, filtered version of your life while hiding the real struggles and challenges that you might deal with, avoiding vulnerability and making your true emotions to appear like strong or like to like making yourself seem like really unbothered. Yeah, basically like suppressing your feelings. Another one is engaging in people-pleasing behavior to gain approval from others. I'm very, very guilty of that. maintaining a facade or like a front of professionalism at work when maybe it's not how you really are. Like, you're basically being somebody else all day long. I've been there too, especially like with where we're from. There's a lot of like branding, like you need to be on brand for certain things. So I've definitely experienced that. And then the last one is offering insincere compliments to maintain social harmony. Like, I don't know, maybe that's what like people these days are referring to like pick me girls as. I don't know. But yeah. So those are just a few examples of how inauthenticity can creep into our lives on a daily basis, especially honestly, like often without us even realizing it. So yeah. Authenticity is the cornerstone of just genuine relationships with other people, with our family, with ourselves, really. Like, honestly, that one I would put first. When we're authentic, we attract like-minded people, and those people actually appreciate us for who we truly are and not for who we pretend to be or for like who other people quote-unquote know us as. So we build trust and respect and deeper connections based on that honesty and that transparency, and it makes living that much easier and more fulfilling, because you're not hiding anything. You're not putting so much effort into being somebody or something that you're not. So moreover, I think authenticity is really what fosters inner peace and fulfillment. And, you know, when we live in alignment with our values and our boundaries like that, we really do experience a sense of purpose, and not just for the sake of others, but for ourselves. And I think that's really, really important. So yeah, that's all I have for this episode. As you go about your day, remember the importance of this. Try and become like hyper aware of it, so you're, you know, without much effort, and you know, later on, you're embracing your true self and you're living with integrity, and you'll just sit back and watch your relationships become like 1,000 times more meaningful and 1,000 times more real. Also, I am saving you guys from the outro spiel, so you're welcome, and I will catch you in the next episode.